Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenny Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Lindsay from Quincy.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi there.
You know we love alliteration around here, Lindsay. Lindsay from Quincy just rolls off the tongue. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck. Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy has now stepped out of our studio and she's in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Kind of.
You've been preparing your whole life for this. What are you talking about? Question number one, Lindsay. A music lyric database released their year-end statistics, and a naughty lyric from Taylor Swift's Would was one of the most viewed lyrics of the year. The other most viewed lyric is from this Kendrick Lamar diss track to Drake. Can you name that song?
No.
No. Turn the TV off. Turn the TV off. No? Okay. Question number two. 9 years ago today in 2016, Camila Cabello quit this girl group. They had songs like Worth It and Work From Home. She went solo. Which group did she rise to fame with?
Camila Cabello?
Camila Cabello, yes.
I don't know that either.
Question number three. Katie Holmes, 47 today. She rose to fame as Joey on Dawson's Creek. She has a kid, Suri. Who's the dad?
Tom Cruise.
Question, not much of a dad, but biologically.
Yes. Question number four. Jonathan Bailey has had quite the year. First, he was announced as People's Sexiest Man Alive, and now he's the highest grossing actor at the box office for 2025. This is because of his roles in 2 box office smashes, Jurassic World Rebirth, and this movie that came out a month ago where he plays Fiero. Name that movie.
Wicked?
What's the full name of the movie?
I thought it was just Wicked.
Question number five. Morgan Wallen is now the highest-selling country artist of all time. He picked up 80 new certifications and now has crossed 240 million units sold. Morgan released his fourth studio album in 2025. Name that album.
I don't know it.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you work in IT?
Yes.
What's hot in the world of IT in 2026?
Just chaos.
AI? Is that taking over your industry like it is ours?
How often are you telling people just to restart their computer?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, turn it off and turn it back on again. That's the classic. Did you turn it off and turn it back on again?
Lindsay from Quincy got 1 out of 5.
Sooch!
It's been a while since we've had a Sooch. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A music lyric database released their year-end statistics, and a naughty lyric from Taylor Swift's Would was one of the most viewed lyrics of the year. The other most viewed lyric is from this Kendrick Lamar diss track to Drake. Can you name that song?
No.
Not Like Us. 0-0. Mm. Question number two. 9 years ago today in 2016, Camila Cabello quit this girl group. They had songs like Worth It and Work From Home. She went solo. Which group did she rise to fame with?
Fifth Harmony.
Yes, Fifth Harmony. Mm. 1-0. Katie Holmes, 47 today. She rose to fame as Joey on Dawson's Creek. She has one kid, Suri. Who's the dad?
Tom Cruise.
2-1. Question number four. Jonathan Bailey has had quite the year. He was announced as People's Sexiest Man Alive. And now he's the highest grossing actor in the box office for 2025. This is because of Jurassic World Rebirth and this movie that came out a month ago where he plays Fiero.
Wicked for Good.
Wicked for Good.
Oh.
I did not realize his character's name was Fiero.
Yep.
It's a wonderful car from the 80s, Dan. Look it up.
Not spelled the same, but.
3-1. Question number five. Morgan Wallen is now the highest selling country artist of all time. He picked up 80 new certifications and has now sold 240 million units. Morgan released his fourth studio album in 2025. What is it called?
I'm the Problem.
There it is.
Yep. His bank account is not the problem. Man is doing quite all right.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Lindsay, I'm sorry you don't get the money. However, you are not walking away without a wonderful gift. You got yourself 4 tickets to go see Avatar: Fire and Ash. This December, the world of Avatar will change forever. Avatar: Fire and Ash in theaters everywhere tomorrow. Plus, you are in the running for a $600 gift card that we will make an announcement about tomorrow.
Oh, exciting.
That is exciting. Who doesn't like $600? I hope you win.
Thank you. Me too.
Right. Probably buy a Pontiac Fiero for that.
I was a Sunbird girl, but that's
Even better.
All right. She remembers. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Lindsay, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Katie from Fitchburg.
Hello, Katie.
Good morning.
Also, her husband Jeff is in the car.
What up, Jeff?
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Did they call you DJ Jazzy Jeff growing up?
He's too old for that.
All I was thinking about was the 21 Jump Street scene with Channing Tatum. My name is Jeff.
Forgot about that.
I say that to him all the time.
Thank you.
Good pull. All right, here we go. Get Kennedy out of the studio, please, Katie.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
$1,000 right now. If you answer more of these correctly than Kennedy, she has left the studio. She's in that soundproof booth, so she can't hear what's happening. If you tie Katie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. Are you tie Kennedy? Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
28 years ago today, Chris Farley passed away. He was only 33. He was in the middle of recording his dialogue for the movie Shrek. He was 85% done when he passed. After his death, the role was recast and given to whom?
Mike Myers.
Question number two. This singer turns 50 years old today. Take a listen to one of their biggest songs and then name the artist. Name the artist.
That would be Sia.
Christopher Waltz stars in a new remake of Dracula. The trailer just dropped. In the movie adaptations and in Bram Stoker's book, Dracula lives in a castle in which region?
Transylvania.
It's almost Christmas. In the classic Christmas song, The 12 Days of Christmas, what did the singer's true love get them on the eighth day?
Maids of Milking.
And question number five. Selena Gomez addressed fan questions about her voice changing during an Instagram Live, explaining that her ongoing health issues caused her throat to swell. What autoimmune disease does Selena live with?
Lupus.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Do you play a lot of trivia?
I do.
Katie's not messing around. Katie is not messing around. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Katie got 5 out of 5.
Woo!
All right.
Like quickly as well.
Yes. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you get, right or wrong. Do you know why?
It adds to the suspense is what they tell me.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you say so.
Haven't you had enough suspense in 2025?
I would really, really love to have a suspense-free next couple days, but I don't see that happening.
Question number one. 28 years ago today, Chris Farley passed away. He was only 33. He was in the middle of recording his dialogue for the movie Shrek. He was 85% done when he passed. After his death, the role was recast and given to whom?
Mike Myers.
This singer turns 50 years old today. Take a listen to one of their biggest songs and name the artist. Name the artist.
Sia.
Christopher Waltz stars in a new remake of Dracula. The trailer just dropped, and in the movie adaptations and in Bram Stoker's book, Dracula lives in a castle in which region?
Transylvania.
It's almost Christmas, and in the Christmas classic song, The 12 Days of Christmas, the singer's true love gets them on the eighth day is what?
Please sing the song out loud.
I don't think I can. Well, 11, Piper's piping. 10, Lords are leaping. 9, ladies dancing. 8, swans are swimming.
All right, and question number 5. Selena Gomez addressed fans' questions about her voice changing during an Instagram Live, explaining that her ongoing health issues can cause her throat to swell. What autoimmune disease does Selena live with?
Lupus.
It's also another funny moment. Fans asked her about how she shaves her mustache, which she laughed at. It was pretty funny. She took it in stride, Kennedy, which I appreciated.
I'm sorry, somebody asked her that question?
Yeah, don't what? A lot of women do that, right? Where they take care of the hair on their lip?
Well, why is that a question anybody's asking you?
Because people on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard pass.
Yeah. She didn't seem bothered by it. She was laughing about it. All right, here we go, Kennedy. Question number one, you said Mike Myers. Tied at 1. Question number 2, you said Sia. Tied at 2. Question number 3, Transylvania. Yes, of course. Question number 5, you said lupus. That is correct. Question number 4, you said?
Swans are swimming.
8, maids are milking.
Maids are milking.
7, swans are swimming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how could I not
and
know
then,
that?
We all knew that.
And then 6 geese are laying because there's a lot of fowl in that song.
I also hear there's 5 golden rings there. Listen to that. Let's go, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
My name is Jeff. $1,000, baby.
You guys are walking all over their excitement.
Yeah, what? Well, I think he just swore, so we're just going to keep talking.
No. I'm sorry.
I heard him dropping in there.
I didn't hear, but they called attention to it.
You had to be paying close attention. Well, congratulations to you, Katie and Jeff. Woo-hoo. You just won yourself $1,000. Hashtag suck it, Sal.
What time is he getting in here today so I can leave before that?
Yeah, Sal is on his way in. Of course he is. He's right now riding in the back of that Phantom Rolls Royce. Whoever's driving him in from Greenwich, Connecticut.
No, for crying out loud.
Realize that he just lost a little bit of his money.
It goes with $1,000 swans, Kennedy.
Sorry. I did my best. I held the fort for quite a while.
Kennedy, what do you want to say to Katie?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't be Katie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Tiffany from Hopkinton.
Hi, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Tiffany's a lawyer. She practices estate law.
Mm, very cool.
That is interesting stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, if you want to fight over dead people's money, give me the call.
I might.
We're getting to that age. Tiffany, will you get Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure, Kennedy, scoot on out, please.
Sure thing, good luck.
That's a nice way to phrase it.
I like it. So you know how this works, Tiffany? We have 5 trivia questions. They are all related to pop culture. You just have to answer more right than Kennedy, and you win the money. A tie is unfortunately lost for you. It did happen earlier this morning. Somebody beat Kennedy, picked up $1,000.
It happened for the big money earlier.
$100 on the line right now. Here we go. Question number one. It was 59 years ago today in 1966. Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired for the first time on CBS. Which town did the Grinch steal Christmas from?
Whoville.
Question number two. Former BFFs Amy Schumer and Nikki Glaser are reportedly on the outs and no longer friends. They are, of course, both female comedians. Nikki Glaser got introduced to a whole new audience when she participated in which huge Netflix roast?
Tom Brady.
Bebe Rexha wants her fans to help find a baby daddy. She solicited for their help on social media, but left a list of guidelines to follow. Who features on this number one song alongside Bebe Rexha? Take a listen.
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Name the artist.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to guess Florida Georgia Line.
All right. Is it her baby daddy?
She's trying to find a baby daddy. She wants one.
Oh, I thought she'd already... I was confused by that. I didn't know if like, it was a family member was looking for a deadbeat. Like, what was going on there? Question number four. Christina Aguilera turns 45 years old today. What was Christina's breakout hit that reached number one and introduced her to the masses?
A genie in a bottle.
Question number five. 16 years ago today in 2009, the first Avatar movie was released. The third movie in the franchise comes out this weekend. What is this movie called, the new one?
I don't know.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Finally got you on one. You were cruising.
Yeah. Everybody's been doing really well today. Any big plans for the holidays, Tiffany?
No. Staying local, hanging with family. I have two little boys. They're excited. So, yeah, it should be nice and peaceful.
How old are your little boys?
7 and 10.
Oh, right in the thick of it.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Sure is.
Hold on, Kenny. I gotta close the blinds.
In the middle of the game?
Well, it was blinding Kennedy.
It's
right
okay.
In the face.
I can power through it.
No,
it's
I felt
right.
My windows open behind the blinds, and it was literally just right in blinding light okay. Of Kennedy's face hole there. I'm good with words, right, Dan?
Yeah.
All right, Tiffany got 4 out of 5 right, Woo! By the way.
Well done, friend.
All right.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
59 years ago today, in 1966, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired for the first time on CBS. Which town did the Grinch steal Christmas from?
Whoville.
Tied at 1. Former BFFs Amy Schumer and Nikki Glaser are reportedly on the outs and no longer friends. They are, of course, both female comics. Nikki Glaser got introduced to a whole new audience when she participated in which huge Netflix roast?
Tom Brady.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Bebe Rexha wants her fans to help her find a baby daddy. She solicited for their help on social media, but left a list of guidelines to follow. Who features on this number one record alongside Bebe Rexha? Take a listen.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be.
You can answer, Kennedy.
Florida Georgia Line.
Tied at 3. I wonder what the guidelines are. Did you read any of them?
Yeah. They must make as much money as she does, which eliminates 99% of the world. She said, I don't pay for dates or do 50-50. You got like $20 million, you can't go Dutch.
Question number 4. Christina Aguilera turns 45 years old today. What was her breakout hit? It reached number one in the country and introduced her to the masses.
Genie in a Bottle.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. 16 years ago today in 2009, the first Avatar movie was released. The third movie in the franchise comes out tomorrow. What is this installment called?
Avatar Fire and Ash.
Avatar Fire and Ash.
She also says she's okay with a 6 or 7 in the looks department. And that height doesn't matter. They just need to be taller than her. So 5'8 and up is acceptable.
Short kings are welcome.
Yep.
I love that. 5 to 4
short
is a fun
king, fat
I really
wallet.
Wish my kids.
Yes?
I really wish my kids were in the car to hear you say 6'7 there, Dan.
No. Never.
Did we say 6'7?
I must have.
Ay, caramba.
Oh, yeah, you did.
In the looks department.
In the looks department, 6'7. I missed it. Nice job, Tiffany.
Head on a swivel.
Yeah. All right. Well, you don't get the $100, but you did win yourself 4 tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters. Their 100-year tour is going to be at the TD Garden December 26th. Buy tickets at harlemglobetrotters.com/New England. I say.
That's great. Thank you guys so much.
That's going to be a wonderful little stocking stuffer for the boys on Christmas. How about 100%.
That? 100%.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Tiffany from Hopkinton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
6'7".
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hello to Bonnie from Deering, New Hampshire.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000 this morning.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
It already happened once this morning. You know how I know that? Because our boss, Sal, is circling like a vulture to see if Kennedy loses again.
We've never had a $2,000 day. We've had a $2,000 week.
All right, let's do it. Let's make today the day, Bonnie. Question number one. The Academy of Motion Pictures will move their yearly award show to YouTube starting in 2029. What is that show called?
The Oscars.
Next month, this show will launch a nationwide contest where they're hiding immunity idols in each of the 50 states and challenging you to find them with clues to guide you. Name the show.
Survivor.
This singer says bringing Gwen Stefani to his Oklahoma ranch was one of the joys of his life, but Gwen had a very California reaction to the country living. Who is he?
Blake Shelton.
This famous judge says her son is getting his own courtroom show called Adam's Law. Who is she?
Judge Judy.
Question number five. A new lawsuit claims this actress is the biological mother of John Travolta's youngest son. It alleges that Travolta and Kelly Preston used her eggs to conceive their son. She's the eldest daughter of Lisa Marie Presley. Who is she?
Kylie Jean something. I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're getting ready for the big staff Christmas party today.
Yes, I am.
Do you get a plus one?
No. No plus one, no drinks.
No drinks? How do you deal with your coworkers at a party?
I sneak back to my desk and get the little nips out of the desk drawer.
That's my girl.
Seasoned veteran maneuver.
Hypothetically speaking. Bonnie got 4 out of 5.
Well played.
Oliver... co-workers are going to be meeting at Bonnie's desk at the company Christmas party today.
What liquor are these hypothetical nips?
Vodka.
Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie got 4 out of 5. These are tough. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. 4 out of 5 Smirnoffs.
Question number one. The Academy of Motion Pictures will move their yearly award show to YouTube starting in 2029. What is the show called?
The Oscars.
1-1. Next month, this show will launch a nationwide contest where they're hiding immunity idols in each of the 50 states and challenging you to find them with clues to guide you. Sounds fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Name the show.
Survivor.
2-2. This singer says bringing Gwen Stefani to his Oklahoma ranch was one of the joys of his life, but Gwen had a very California reaction to country living. Who is he?
Blake Shelton.
3-3. This famous female judge says her son is getting his own courtroom show called Adam's Law. Who is she?
Judge Judy?
4-4. Question number 5. A new lawsuit claims that this actress is the biological mother of John Travolta's youngest son. It alleges that Travolta and Kelly Preston used her eggs to conceive their son. She's the eldest daughter of Lisa Marie Presley. Who is she?
Riley Keough.
That is a wild story, right?
Just really, like, whatever it is. None of your business. Mind your business. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
It seems weird, though, because she's not that old. Like, I don't know.
And why? What is the lawsuit about? I don't understand.
I don't understand either.
Right. Well, 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Bonnie.
Thanks.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a part of our show today.
No.
And you're going to have more fun tonight, am I right?
Yeah, let's hope.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Bonnie from Deering, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.